Today we are celebrating the great feast of All Saints on this All Saints Sunday. It is the day that we remember all those who have gone before us in the faith of the Church. They are people, our mothers, our fathers, our husbands, our wives, our children, and our friends who were so deeply a part of our lives and have made us into who we are today. And they are people we didn't know, but from whom we draw strength from their example. And they are people stretching back generations and millennia even, whom no living soul now remembers. But God does, every single one of them. And in Christ, we belong to them, and they belong to us still, in the great communion of saints. And the story of each of their lives and our lives, whether great or small, known or unknown, are a part of the great story of God's loving purposes to heal the world and make the whole creation new again. Know this, dear friends, you in your life, we in our lives together on this great All Saints Sunday, know that we, that you and your life are a part of a much larger life. We belong to a family of faith that goes far beyond this day or the circumstances of this day or this year or this decade or this era. Remember that all of our sisters and brothers, great and small, who have gone before us, are crowding in upon us right now, so that we are surrounded now by a mighty cloud of witnesses to encourage us in our lives and to cheer us on. They are beside us now in the mystical body of Christ to strengthen us to bear forward the cause of Christ and his kingdom in our own day. And today, through the grace of the coming Holy Spirit, we welcome Isla and Reese and Charlotte and Robin to receive the sacrament of baptism, through which God will establish with each of them an indissoluble bond of affection and love for each of them. They are being made part of this great, raucous, rambunctious family of faith and are taking their place beside all the saints of God who toiled and fought and lived and died for the Lord they loved and knew. God's story will be their story, and their story will have the fingerprints of God all over them. God has work to do in this world that he can only do through Isla and Reese and Charlotte and Robin. God has his work to do with each of us as well, in this time and in this world. It is a time, I suspect, that our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren and their great-grandchildren will look back at on our lives in this most unusual time and detect their grace and the light of Christ streaming from our own witness to strengthen their lives and their faith. Good people, we belong to a much larger life. This is the Paschal candle that bears the light of Christ. We light a new Paschal candle each year at the Easter vigil the night before Easter morning. It is the light of Jesus' own resurrection and burns every Sunday during the season of Easter, and at every baptism and at every burial in this new year. And this is the Paschal candle from 2020. Normally, this would be long gone by now. Normally, at the Easter Vigil, a dead, dried up Christmas tree would have been dragged out into the parking lot, and this candle would have been shoved into its dead branches, and we would have kindled the new Paschal flame, and this would have been consumed in billowing fire with the scent of evergreen all around us. It is a sign for us showing that the past is past, to make way for the new thing. But it has not been consumed. I just couldn't bring myself to do it on April 3rd. So here it is still. And I've wondered about this break from liturgical form over these months. And here's what I think. I felt like I wanted to save it and keep it as an emblem and a pledge for those who come after us, as an example of our lives. Now, whether that happens or not, who knows? Rectors come and rectors go. All through 2020, with all the things that seemed so dark, this candle stood beside that font in an empty church with no end in sight. And it inspired in me an image of God keeping a light in the window at night to help us find our way home again. And as our world got stranger and stranger, and we with it, and as our world got angrier and more cantankerous, I also saw that in our world, the saints of God were this light in the window for all of us, weren't they? Weren't you? In the 100 million ways the hymn "I Sing a Song of the Saints of God" envisions, the saints of God kept the light burning in this world, bearing witness that we belong to a greater life. Through simple acts of patience and kindness and generosity and perseverance and gentleness and compassion, the hungry were fed, the sick were healed, despair was overcome, and comfort was brought to people to tell them that you are not alone in this world. And they did this in many acts in the way the light of Christ has ever shined in this world, through Peter and Mary Magdalene and Francis and Gregory the Great and Claire and Teresa of Avila and Ignatius Loyola and Martin Luther and Queen Emma of Hawaii and the Sisters of Memphis, Tennessee. Dorothy Day, and Martin Luther King Jr., and Rachel Held Evans. And a cashier in Kroger in April 2020. And the saints of God who knit blankets to give your sweet children. And an altar girl who bundled up flowers to take to people they were afraid were alone, for love. Isla, and Reese, and Charlotte, and Robin. Reese, you are joining God's great family today, with God's holy work to do to heal this world. And as citizens of the kingdom of God, your lives will be a part of God's holy purposes for this world through words and deeds, large and small, that keep the light of Christ burning in the window by by the love of Jesus for you and for this world that the darkness cannot overcome. Amen.